Lecture 12, Suffering Unto Wisdom, Till We Have Faces and A Grief Observed.
In our final lecture, we shall look at Lewis's last novel, Till We Have Faces, a mature and profound reworking of the classical myth of Cupid and Psyche, whose heroine was patterned after Lewis's wife, Joy Gresham. We shall then shift our focus to A Grief Observed, an equally mature and profound study of Lewis's own despair over the death of his wife, Joy, and his long, painful road back to faith. Lewis's final novel, Till We Have Faces, is his strangest and most mature work of fiction, a retelling of the classical myth of Cupid and Psyche. It offers both an apocalyptic uncovering of the deeper spiritual truths that lie behind the veil of paganism, and it also offers an in-depth psychological study of love. And as such, it embodies in the form of fiction ideas that Lewis already explored in such apologetical works as Mere Christianity and Miracles, and it also embodies ideas he would put into a later work called The Four Loves. Let me explain quickly before we go into the novel. In the former ones, things like Miracles and Mere Christianity, as we've seen in earlier lectures, Lewis argues that Christianity is a myth come true, that Jesus is the Corn King, that all the pagan scapegoat rituals find their historical and literal enactment in Jesus. He argues that in his nonfiction or his apologetics. Well, here in this fictional work, a work that takes place several centuries before Christ, we encounter seeds of spiritual truth that await fulfillment in the person of Jesus. For Lewis, both paganism and the Old Testament don't reach their fulfillment until the coming of Christ, the incarnation. That's the first part. The second part, I haven't talked really about the four loves. In that book, Lewis talks about the four Greek words for love, and they're the words that mean affection, friendship, eros, or physical love, and agape, or the Latins call it caritas, or charity. And Lewis talks about those four loves. Now, the first three of them, affection, friendship, and eros, are all natural loves. Agape is a divine or spiritual love. What Lewis says, and we've heard it before, I just didn't tell you it was from the four loves, that whenever you take one of the three natural loves and try to make it into a divine love, it always turns into a demon. The four loves is where that phrase comes from that I've said so many times now. Love, when it becomes a god, ends up becoming a demon. Well, in the novel, Till We Have Faces, that is exactly what happens to the heroine. She tries to make a natural love into a god and ends up making it to an idol and a demon. Now I'm ready to tell you about the story. The main character or the protagonist is a woman named Orual. And Orual is the eldest daughter of the cruel king of Gloam. She is not, however, the favorite of her family, for unlike her pretty younger sister, Redival, Orual is ugly. And when Lewis says she's ugly, he means it. This is not a Hollywood movie where she lets down her hair and takes off her glasses at the end and is beautiful. She is an ugly person. Not, I mean, not ugly spirit, but she's just not attractive. And unfortunately, this novel will probably never be made into a movie because no actress would want to play Orwell. It's kind of sad, but it makes it a very different kind of novel. Now, in the early chapters of the novel, Orwell was obviously very lonely, but her loneliness is assuaged by two things. First, her father captures a Greek slave named the Fox, and the Fox becomes her tutor. And the Fox is basically a Stoic. He represents the best of Greek wisdom. And there's a good friendship that grows up between the Fox and Orwell. Then, later on in the novel, she has a stepsister who's born named Istra. But Istra, in the Greek language of the Fox, is Psyche. And so she calls her sister Psyche. Well, Psyche's mother dies in childbirth, and so Orwell becomes Psyche's surrogate mother. Indeed, she lavishes on Psyche all her praise, attention, and affection. And as you might guess, Psyche is as beautiful as Orawal is ugly. And in fact, during a plague, the citizens of Gloam believe that Psyche has the power to heal by her touch. And so they call her a goddess and almost build a shrine to her.